I think everything is design. The most important thing about that is that you have to be conscious about it and see how your feelings react on design or on spaces, on material, and work with that.
Hello and welcome to the Baufritz podcast. Today we are speaking to designer Alfredo Heberli about how to find order in the chaos of the building process. He shares his thoughts and ideas around creating sustainable, healthy houses based on his own experiences designing the two Baufritz houses, Haussicht and Waldsicht.
Hi, my name is Alina Walser. I'm an editor at the online magazine Meter Magazin, which is a magazine for architecture, design and living culture. And I'm here today at the studio of Alfredo Heberli, who is a Swiss-Argentinian designer, but he's very well known across the borders as well. Alfredo designed, quite unusually perhaps for a designer, two houses for the company Baufritz. And we're here today to have a little bit of a chat about how to go about this design process, maybe as somebody who's building for the first time, who wants to make their dream home become a reality. We thought Alfredo would be the perfect guest to give us some answers about how to go about this process. So thank you very much for being here with us today.
Hello.
So let's get started with the first question. You once coined the phrase finding order in the chaos. So what does this mean for somebody who's about to start this maybe quite overwhelming but also exciting process of building their dream house?
Yes, I came up with this sentence by looking to our world, nature, universe. I think everything is a chaos. And what I try to do as a designer is to find a logical way in this complexity and at the end to have some real product out of it. I like to talk about precision because it's like the systematic, the rational, and the poetry, which is the incredible, the soul, the invisible. I like to work with these two thematic, and my world of design is based on these two topics.
So it's really about bringing the ideas down to earth and making them a reality in the end.
Yes.
So are there any guidelines or advice you would give to somebody who's about to build their first house? How can they approach this enormous task?
Important for me, it's how does the everyday life look like in this person, in this couple, in this family? I try to find the needs. I try to ask them what are the hobbies, what do they do in the everyday, in one day, in the week, in the weekend, what kind of feeling do they want to have by staying at home, by leaving the house. And this is already a context that helps me a lot to create an image for a possible architecture.
Mm. And with Baufritz, it's also really great because they really make these custom-made houses, right, that are really tailor-made to the needs of the client. And so the person is at the center, I think. And then during the building process or the building phase, what do people who are maybe first-time builders need to know?
Something that nobody knows when you build your first house, it's that you need a lot of time. A lot of time because they are just simple questions like which color do you like for this room, for the walls, which faucet fittings do you need in the bathroom, which tiles, which floor do you like? And alone this simple question for us, it's maybe easy to answer, but not for a normal person who never built before. And I think it's extremely important to know that building means to have time. At the meantime, working with an architect, a designer, or with Baufritz, which creates your house from A to Z, the whole process, it's really important to trust a company, to trust an architect for that process. And even if it takes a while, you need this dialogue, you need this help and the trust.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think with Baufritz, you have the advantage of just having like one person that's your sort of sparring partner in this process, right? You don't have to speak with all the different builders yourself, but really somebody manages your project, which makes it a bit more manageable overall, I think, right?
Yes, totally.
So for Baufritz's 120-year anniversary, you developed a model home, which is called Haussicht, which is in Erkheim, close to their headquarters. others. How did this collaboration come about?
I think the whole dream started when I was a young man, because my uncle studied architecture and he was living during the study in our home with my family. And I think this was one point. The other was I saw a case study house from a project done in the 60s in the US. And I fall so much in love. I was so much attracted by this project, by these case study houses, that I wanted one day to build myself such a house. And then a few years later, I saw an article in a magazine about Baufritz and Frau Fritz Kramer, Mrs. Fritz Kramer. And I wrote her a letter writing about this dream or this wish I had. I never received an answer. This letter disappeared. 3 years later, she called me to explain the same dream to me, and this was the beginning of Haussicht. Haussicht means, it's a German word for house, and Sicht, house, it's the house, and Sicht, it's the view. So it's a house about the future of housing, seeing abroad, how you say, seeing far, exactly, in the future, kind of seeing in the future.
Perspective, yes.
Yes, perspective, exactly.
Yeah, that's an amazing story, kind of like it was almost fate that you should end up working together, right?
Yes, it was like that exactly, because she came. That's what I always do. It's I visit the company, I invited to see my studio, and by this visit from her, I ask one of my assistants if we still have the letter, and we found it. And she was nearly crying about it, because it was really a coincidence. First, that we still have it, and second, that she never received this letter. So it was really this, it has to be like that. Our ways cross each other. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. So what difference does it make to you whether you're designing a product or a house?
I don't really see a difference. Of course, if I design a glass, something simple, of course, it's less complexity. But as soon as I start with the office chair or the electric car or the industrial design product, I have this team, these people, these different materials, techniques, handicraft people who are working for the same project, and the complexity arises immediately. I don't see a real big difference in it. But by doing a house, not as an architect, I try always to add some value, to look to normal things, hopefully different. And this makes maybe a difference, or this is why I was so impressed by Ray and Charles Eames doing these case study houses in the US, because it was really looking different than the other houses.
Mm-hmm. So Haussicht was the first house that you built and designed. What was this experience like for you, and how did you approach the task?
I tried to find new thematics, which was until then for myself, of course, but was not so obvious. So as an example, I put the sleeping room in the ground floor. Normally we put it on the upper floor, which is strange for me, because you go there to sleep and you close your eyes and you have the most fantastic view. So I was more inspired by an ocean ship. So I took the sleeping room underneath in the ground floor with small rooms and tiny windows in a way. And then on the upper floor with the desk, the view, the terrace, with the nice view, which the name came from. And also the roof looks like a construction of a boat. So I was very inspired by the typology of a ship. These are one thematic. The other was I tried to give to the rooms, to the sleeping room, to every room, a neutrality. Neutrality means that I wanted to create rooms which give a freedom for different uses after the time. This thematic by the different generation over the time, how it changed when the children rise up, when they get adults, when they go away, then I'm able to use the same room for an office or for a sewing room or for a yoga room. This was my aim, adding value to the existing architecture.
So you already mentioned that you drew inspiration from a ship for this project. Were there any other sort of big design ideas or thoughts behind Haussicht?
Yes, of course, the main thematic that Baufritz has is ecology and biology. And for me, it was totally clear that's the only way to go in the future. I like this a lot, and it was the big challenge I ever had. It's a thematic that I was dealing with, but not in such a high level. And so I'm very proud about it, because I really was able to build my dream in reality with this extremely strong context.
Yeah, and I think your house, Haussicht, which can also be viewed in Erkheim, really shows this versatility that Baufritz has with their timber construction. You can really make your dream, whatever your aesthetic sensibilities might be, come true in a way.
I mean, we have to say that it's one of the most intelligent material ever, wood. Mm. You can build tremendous things from boat to planes. The first planes were done in wood, just imagine. And it just grows again, and you can dismount it easily. For me, it was extremely important to discover again this material, which you can really do whatever you have in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, it's also recyclable, which is one of the unique features of Baufritz houses, that they're completely recyclable, which is kind of amazing if you think about it. So what drew you to working with Baufritz initially, and what was your experience like working with them?
I had fantastic professionals with me. It was a fantastic cooperation with the engineer, with the handicraft people, with all the technician behind it. And of course, it's always a challenge, because I have to convince them for my vision. And we did it together. So this is very, very nice. And I have to say that when we finished the house, it was a very emotional moment to stay with all the people who worked once in this house. They came to have a beer together, and it was a fantastic moment, because you saw then how many professions that are coming together, and to see all these people and have a drink together was one of the most beautiful moments, to staying there in the terrace. Fantastic also about the house was that we all had place enough to stay there. So it's a big house with the lake in the middle, in between the two houses. And some of them, they went to swim afterwards. Yeah, so happy were there.
That sounds like a great party. So this first collaboration with Baufritz obviously was a success, and you went on to do another joint project, which is called Waldsicht, which is again a German composite word of Wald, which means forest, and Sicht, which means view. So I would imagine you have a view of the forest from this house, and it's located close to Bern in Switzerland. What makes this building unique?
Of course, like every building has a location, a context. In this case, was a beautiful one, because it's just on the border of a forest, with a view to the forest, but also to a view for the mountains far away. This was one interesting aspect. And the other was that the couple who wanted to build this house was very sensitive on the thematic of ecology, which was for me totally clear that I would do it immediately with Baufritz. And we went to see Haussicht, and they fall in love with a lot of details that then we also could use it and implement to Waldsicht.
We already kind of mentioned it, every house has a context, but how important is the relationship of the building to its natural surroundings to you, and how did this influence your design process for Waldsicht?
Behind the forest was a pintoresque and nice view to have. Was of course the material wood was clear that we will like to use it as much as possible. Also interesting was the ideas the family had, the necessity they had, and we found out together. So it was quite clear that we will have two sleeping rooms for the children, that they want to have a working space, that they want to have a possibility for guests to sleep there, that they want a morning terrace and an evening terrace, and to be as much as possible outside, close to the forest. So this was the context for this project. In this case, it was more vertical than horizontal because of the circumstance of the context. Interesting is that together we decide to have two sleeping rooms for the children, a neutral room in the basement, then in between the living room, kitchen and the two terrace combination, and the possibility to walk out to the forest directly from one terrace. And then on the top floor, the sleeping room and working space for the parents. And it's interesting because you cannot imagine how quick these children disappear from home. They go to the city to study, they are away. In 80, 20 years, they are away. They are already 7 and 9. So in next 10 years, they will be away from these rooms. So for me, it was important to create spaces that are neutral in the meantime, to give this house the possibility to change over the years with the functions. That was very important. And it is for every project I do.
Yeah, of course, also this like longevity and this durability of these houses is another part of their sustainability also, because the longer something lasts, the more sustainable ultimately, right?
Exactly, and it's good if it ages well. I not only mean the patina of a material, the quality of a material, I mean the concept of the rooms. Mm-hmm. It is for me important because maybe when you are a family and you are young, you need different corners, different spaces to avoid maybe, or that each person needs his own space or his own corner. When you are elderly, you need less space. And what do you do with the other rooms or with the space? Can you rent it? Do you have a second entrance which gives you a possibility to have the house splitting in two families, whatever? These are at the moment very interesting concepts to work on.
Mm-hmm. And you already hinted at it, that you were able to incorporate some ideas from Haussicht into this building Waldsicht. Which ideas were those, and how could you incorporate them?
Some of them were more typology-wise, like the structure, how I divided the room, what I explained before, the different floors. But there are also some details which are more aesthetic one, like the timber or the pillars or the balcony or the shade, the sliding shade with our perforated. These are elements that we test already at Haussicht and we implement it again there, which gives a graphic look to the house Waldsicht.
Mm-hmm. So I imagine going through this design process with this family who built their own home was quite intense. What was your experience working with this family of four?
They were very committed and challenging, very passionate by the project, and extremely grateful for the process. And that was for us designers, which at the end don't live in this house, kind of a nice moment. Yes.
Mm-hmm. How were they challenging, if I may ask?
Challenging because they really wanted to go deeper in the thematic and deeper in their own soul, in their own feelings that they had for living. So when I told you before, like, that I have to find out what they really want and how they want to live. And so I start to asking, do you cook? And then they said, what cook? Yeah, sure we cook, but they said, yeah, but how many knives do you have? And they said, well, I mean, I never counted. I said, no, but, you know, so I try to really go deeper into the essential of this people, and was quite interesting because even a couple, if you are together since many years, by this question, by going deeper to what you really want to have at the end in your house, it turns out also, yeah, that you know your partner differently then. And it's quite challenging, this, to at the end to have one house for different individuals. But we succeed after two years, yeah.
Sounds like being a designer and architect is also kind of being like a couple therapist almost.
In a way, yes, you have to go deep in, which is, again, it's also part of the trust that then you receive. Of course, I think it's extremely important not to have your ideas implemented in, that's part of their ideas, because they will live there, not you. So this is something that I criticize some of the star architect, which just build for the magazines, for the nice picture, but not for the human being that at the end are living there.
Absolutely. So both of the projects you did in collaboration with Baufritz are built to be very long lasting. And how can your designs accommodate for the changing needs of the owners over time? I think we've already kind of hinted at this as well.
Yes, I can repeat or say it differently. Maybe it's important to create spaces that maybe you don't give a function from the beginning on. You need courage to design a house which you cannot name from the beginning for what will be used. But I have a lot of experience already, and I go and visit a lot of private houses and big houses to learn out of that. And Hausicht was, as an example, all the cabinets, I turn the function, the accessibility to the cabinet, it's from the corridor, from a big corridor in Hausicht and also in this house. Because of that, I create neutral rooms on the other side, which you don't have to name it for what it is. It has just a square meter surface and a nice window. But if you at the end use it for your yoga or for writing, for your office, or at the beginning for as a children's room, doesn't matter. It will change over the year. And this is interesting, but also the space from the other side, from the cabinet. What do you store there? Maybe at the beginning it's a wardrobe for the children's room, but when they are not there anymore, then it's storage for what? For something else, for your books, for your sewing machine, for your yoga mat. You understand? So it changed even that. And this is interesting, to find function, different function, and keep it open, that works over the year.
So what have you learned for yourself from working with Baufritz and building these two houses?
Every project you start from zero, from scratch. There is no recipe for a result. The complexity, the context creates the surroundings, and you have to do something always new out of that. Of course, it's based on an experience, on your own experience, on the long years experience of my studio, but every project is a new challenge.
Mm-hmm. And Baufritz is, of course, known for being a pioneer in ecological building for many decades now. So what makes them unique in that respect?
The extreme high level over the decades that they treat the thematic of ecology so radically. And that makes me extremely proud to have worked and to work with this company, Baufritz. And I think it helps me a lot because it gives me also a future. Because I know this is the way to go, and it's nice to take this challenge seriously, but enjoy it at the meantime.
Mm. Yeah, and I think their buildings will very much still be relevant in 50 years or so, when, you know, a lot of older buildings will have to switch to clean energy or ecological materials, whereas these buildings already have them and are already way ahead of everybody else.
Yes.
So Baufritz houses actively promote good health as well. It's very important for them to create environments that are healthy to live in and to not damage the body, because we do spend so much time in our houses. What significance did this have for you as a designer, and did this also influence your designs?
Yes, I think the most important thing on that is that Baufritz create spaces that are clearly healthy for people, from people, for people, but extremely harmonious with the nature and the human being. And this is, I think, what Baufritz means when they say they have healthy rooms.
Sustainability and design sometimes are at odds with each other, but are they really, in your opinion, and can they even afford to be anymore in this changing world that we're in?
No, I think ideally should it not be. Personal, I had always the interest in designing objects which last over the years. That's why I'm so happy that so many products are still in production over 10 years, 20, more than 20 years still in production. I don't follow trends because it's really not necessary. But at the meantime, sustainability, it's now very in and a good thematic, but it's only interesting if we do it together with the industry, together with the economy, then it makes sense. And I'm a maker, so I really would like to do things that you can enjoy, that you need, that you can use, and to do it together with the industry in an ecological way, that's the maximum you can reach. That's my challenge.
And how important is the collaboration with the builders, the craftspeople, other maybe architects or people involved in the project for you as a designer?
As a designer, I can only convinced by doing it together with the industry, with the specialists, with the engineers, with the handicraft people. If I translate my ideas through these people together with the industry, it's the only thing that I can reach or that I wish to reach through them.
Yeah, it's always teamwork, right?
Yes.
Today it has grown increasingly more important to create the ideal working environment. What does your working situation, your studio or your, you know, working situation at home look like?
As a designer, I'm lucky to be responsible for ideas. So my studio looks like a sketchbook and a pencil, that's it. But I think it's very important for the working spaces are a nice table, a good chair, and the most important is the light. It doesn't matter if it's natural light or artificial light, the light is extremely important. Nowadays, of course, we have new way of communicating, we have intelligent devices, that creates a new problematic. The acoustic is important, maybe the background, or also the concentration of working in an open space. This is a thematic that we have today to develop.
I have to say, being here in your studio, I can see how there's inspiration everywhere.
Yes, of course, I like when I'm reflecting, I like to raise my eyes and see the distance. But the distance, I need it just to, I don't focus in anything. It just, I need the distance to have my thoughts going on. Of course, if there is a landscape, even nicer. But I think that's why we quite often say that when we are traveling with the train or even by plane, you look out of the window and your thoughts are working in a flow moment. Also by driving with the bicycle or car, it's the same. And I need that in my working space. And luckily, I have a big studio, and yes, that allows me to look through the space.
So how does design influence our everyday lives in our home as well?
I think more than we suppose. It's about colors, it's about feeling, about material, tactility, beauty, light. I think everything is design. The most important thing about that is that you have to be conscious about it and see how your feelings react on design or on spaces, on material, and work with that. Then design makes constructive moment of your life. Otherwise, it stays superficial.
Mm-hmm. So how do you engage with design in your own home, maybe? How does it influence you?
I was lucky until today to have several houses, experimenting the different feelings. No one of the houses we have are designed by me, so it was always existing, renovating. I have to say now I have the feeling I could imagine how I would design my own house, but I'm pretty sure it would, together with my wife, look different. Mm-hmm. Because she's also strong on that. So I think it will not be a compromise. It will be something different than what I imagine nowadays.
Mm-hmm. So to close this interview, what in your opinion are the current trends in design around the topics of home and interior?
In general, I don't follow trends because when I work as a designer, I start a project and it's about between 3 and 5 years that I worked on it until it's finished. So I cannot follow trends because of that. And I'm not interested in it because, Like I told before, I'm interested in long-lasting designs and shapes and beauty. But of course, if I have to put it down to one possible trend, then I'm pretty sure it's sustainability, which I hope at the moment it's a keyword for everyone. Some of the products looks like that, but are not. And I just hope that we go deeply in this thematic. And I think this is a thematic that we work at the moment, everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have to start living it rather than just saying it.
That's exactly the reason why after these few years that Haussicht was built and now Waldsicht, that I know how great it was to build together with Baufritz such a high level of ecology in a house, three-dimensional ecology. So it's fantastic, makes me extremely proud in its enormous relevance. And we see how it aged fantastic. The charisma is still there and it's even more important nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Alfredo, for this talk today. It was great to be able to visit you and hear all about your design process.
Thank you.
This was the Baufritz podcast with Alfredo Heberli. You can find out more information about healthy, carefree building at baufritz.com.